And the farm, when you cut meat from the side of a hog, what did you call that?
Well, that's a middling.
Middling meat?
Middling meat. Mm-hmm. And then the ham, you see, that's its hindquarter. Mm-hmm. And the shoulder, you see, that was the front part of them, that was shoulder meat. Mm-hmm.
And did you ever press meat made out of the head to jowls?
Yeah, my mother used to do it. Well, I'd call that sow's meat.
I see.
Yeah.
And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
A cherry?
Yeah, the little yellow hard things in the middle of it.
I'd have to be the seed of it, I imagine.
Cherry seed?
Yeah, cherry seed.
And you say the same thing for the center of a peach?
That's right, yeah.
Peach?
Yeah, that's a color from a peach, you know. A hard thing in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a peach color, that's what we want to call it.
And what kind of peaches have meat that stick to the seed?
Oh, that's a press peach, what I call it, because that class seed, you see, but you know, you just, when it gets ripe, you just can pull them over.
Mm-hmm.
But that pressure, see, it stick to the hog.
And what about this type that separates? You don't have to, the meat just goes right away from the kernel. Do you have a name for that? You break open the peach and it goes right away from the...
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's a class seed, what we call it.
I see.
Classic peach, yeah. Alberta, classic.
Uh-huh. And what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
Any other type?
See, snap beans. You have to shell butter beans. I don't know why.
Snap beans are just I think
that's all.
Do you have any other kind of bean that has to be shelled other than butter beans?
Yeah, well, the garden beans, you have to shell them.
Yeah. How about the tops of turnips or beets? Green tops. What do you call those?
Well, that's the seed of a turnip when it's getting old, when it gets running out. Yeah, they got a yellow seed at the top.
I meant before it gets old. Do you ever take turnips or beets and cut off the tops?
They cut
them. What do you call what?
Well, that's the root of the beet, you know.
The bottom part's the root.
Yeah, the root.
And if you eat the top part, what do you call that?
Well, I don't think I never have any of the beet top.
How about turnip tops?
I eat them out.
What do you call that?
Well, that's the turnip top, and then moving down from the top, that's a root of a turnip. They got large, something about bigger than your fist.
Mm-hmm. You never called turnip greens or turnip salad?
No.
No. How about corn that you just shuck and cook and eat? Your fingers.
We used to have it on the cob and boil it. My mom used to do it.
Did you call it corn on the cob?
Yeah, corn on the cob. Then if you want them for roasting yields, cut corn, or just take a knife and cut it, you see, and cook it.
I see. What's the difference between roasting ears and corn on the cob?
Ain't none. That's not just, but you cut it off the cob. Then when you're cooking them,